Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's weekly personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. I'm your host Preeti Kulkarni, and in this episode, we'll discuss the recently released IRDAI regulations. And now the insurance regulator has issued a host of final regulations, including product and policyholder protection regulations which are pertinent for individual policyholders. Essentially, it has cracked the provisions on surrender value proposed in its December draft, so which means that the status quo continues. Endowment policyholders will not be eligible for higher surrender values, that is, early exit payouts proposed in the December draft. In addition, it has also retained the proposed protection of policyholders regulations. All these new regulations will come into effect from April 1st this year. Now, life insurance companies are understandably happy with the outcome, as they had opposed the higher surrender value provisions. But this is clearly a setback for policyholders who often have to surrender policies due to their unsuitability, having been missold these policies, or if they find out that they are unable to pay premiums over the long term. Likewise, the Insurance Brokers Association of India, or IBAI, is also disappointed that many of its suggestions on strengthening the policyholder protection regulations were not taken on board, though it is still hopeful that they will be incorporated in some form in master circulars that will be issued in future. Now, to decode the new regulations that will come into force from April 1st and understand IBAI's stance on policyholder protection rules, we have with us today Sumit Bora, President IBAI. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bora. It's great to have you on Simply Safe for the first time. And at an important juncture like this, when the IRDA has issued a long list of regulations, a host of final regulations that are important for policyholders.
Thank you, Preeti.
Thank you. So if you could start with the final regulations, the two key regulations that affect policyholders are related to product and, of course, policyholder protection rules. So what are your first thoughts on these, given that you had submitted a list of suggestions to the IRDAI earlier?
So obviously, we are disappointed in terms of that, you know, the regulation has come out as it is, which was proposed. But I also feel that, you know, there is a concept of master circulars which are coming out because most of the regulations are principle-based regulations. So I hope that the master circular may capture our thoughts and our suggestions.
So one of the objections or one of the suggestions that you had made was related to the definition of grievances proposed in the draft policyholder protection regulations. So could you elaborate on why you think that was or is inadequate?
So basically, you know, the grievances, the way it was framed was quite generic. And, you know, a customer would need more teeth into you know, the grievance, that how he is going to lodge the grievance, what is the timeline for grievance. If the grievance is not sorted out within a reasonable period of time, then, you know, will there be an interest or penalty on the insurers? So basically, a carrot and stick approach has to be there so that the insurer is secure and he feels that somebody is there who is taking care of, you know, his role.
Right. And you also wanted a provision that states that intermediaries can file complaints on behalf of policyholders.
Exactly. So if you see a layman, a policyholder is a layman, he doesn't understand insurance language, or he doesn't understand where and how, you know, a representation is made. So if we are representing the customer, which we are, then what is the point or problem that we are not able to represent him in those forums? So if we are able to represent him, I think the matter can be sorted out very easily and clearly, because we understand what is the problem and what could be the solution as well.
And any specific definition of complaints or grievances that you have in mind?
So it's not specific, but I think it should have been more robust, so that the policyholder would have been more pleased in terms of, you know, something new is there, which is forward-looking in nature.
And among the other changes, you had also recommended the mis-selling provision should exclude the leeway given to intermediaries or insurers by stating that they should not make wrong or misleading statements knowingly. Your objection was to the word knowingly. So again, could you explain why this is not in policyholders' interests?
So it is not about knowingly or unknowingly, you know. A mis-sell is a mis-sell. Whether it is right. done knowingly or unknowingly, it should not make a difference. And nobody would commit that I have done it unknowingly. See, mis-sell is most of the time done knowingly only. If you are going to say that I was not privy or I was not in a position to understand the product and that is the reason I sold, I think that's not fair. If you are an intermediary, if you are a learned person, you are supposed to know what you are selling. And in spite of that, if you are not aware and you have done some mistake, I think that should, I mean, you should not get away with that.
So overall, what do you think is the solution to this issue of mis-selling? Of course, customer education policy and holder awareness is one part of it. But at the regulators end, the companies end, and also as intermediaries and agents, of course, brokers and agents, what can the industry do? Other elements of the ecosystem do to ensure that mis-selling complaints come down or mis-selling is curbed?
So first of all, you know, I think education is the key. So you have to set the right expectation amongst the customer. Like example, if you take a life insurance policy, you know, you cannot have a interest rate or a return rate more than 6.5% or 7% IRR basis. Now, if somebody comes and tells you that I'm going to give you a 10%, obviously it is very, very clear that this cannot happen. So I think their education or awareness should be there that, you know, the return cannot go beyond this. I'm talking about a product which is fixed in nature. Obviously, in a case of a ULIP and all that, since it's a market link product, obviously it can vary from minus to plus 10, 20, 30 also. But I think that basic education and expectation setting should be there so that the customer is aware when he's buying and he's aware at the back of the mind that this is not possible at all whenever somebody pitches the product. So I think that is what the key is when, you know, we talk about, you know, the mis-selling and the selling of the thing. So I think education is very, very key.
And what can insurers and intermediaries do to curb mis-selling?
Insurers and intermediaries, obviously, see, mis-selling is in, what do you call it? It doesn't help anybody, you know, somewhere or the other, it will falter and the policy will get discontinued. So I think it is better that, you know, we make sure that the policies are sold in the right manner so that it reaches its ultimate goal of a longer term product. Because no policy is being sold for a year or two. Even if you take a health or a life, you as an intermediary, I make money if it is, you know, there for next 10, 20, 30 years. And even as an insurer, it makes money the similar way. And for a client also, it makes sense if the policy runs for a longer period of time. So I think it's in the interest of everybody. Maybe sometimes, you know, the short-sightedness of people or the hunger for making money, you know, takes away, you know, maybe that rush of blood at that moment takes away that key.
So what was proposed by IRDAI in December, product regulations proposed by IRDAI, could that have probably forced insurers to offer trail-based commission and hence ensure right selling in a way, ensure that agents are
so
not...
So I always feel that trail-based commission is much, much better because, you know, as an intermediary, for me, you know, there is what do you call it, light at the day of, you know, end of the tunnel. Because if I have a longer period of commission, I obviously will make sure that, you know, the policy runs for a longer period of time. So I think that's the right concept rather than giving up, you know, upfront, more commission in the upfront and, you know, getting into this mis-selling business, basically. So most of the people get lured when the first year commissions are more and the trail commissions are lower, basically.
And coming to health insurance, you had also recommended that IRDAI should bring back specific timelines for claim settlement and also introduce penal interest for delay in claim settlement. So again, once again, could you explain why this was important? Of course, we can hope that it is included in final master circulars that the IRDAI come out with. But why is it important?
So basically, you know, there are two types of customers. If you take a health, it is a group mediclaim and an individual customer. Now, the group mediclaim customers obviously are getting the right kind of service because of a lot of people involved, the HR, the intermediaries, the insurance companies, you know. But when it comes to an individual, I think he is, and every time it is not necessary that an individual has the right advisor through whom he has bought the policy. So I think he's the person who is the brand ambassador of that company and he's the one who should get that kind of proper service. And that is the guy who's most of the time neglected. So I think the benchmark of any insurance company, I feel, in terms of servicing is how do you service an individual customer? And unless and until we keep this carrot and stick approach that, you know, within 15 days, you know, the individual claim is not settled, then insurance company will pay maybe an interest of 2% over LIBOR or something of that sort. I think the service levels will never improve.
And also, the regulator has denotified tariffs across key segments. This concerns corporates rather than individual customers. But how will this benefit the industry and how will this affect premiums and innovations in product design?
So obviously, you know, previously the concept of one shirt fit all, you know, kind of a concept that a product is there, everybody has to buy that product, whether it makes sense to them or not. Even the perils were listed. If you take a fire policy, there was a 12 peril which are listed in the policy. So if the claim falls under any peril apart from that 12, the claim was not payable. Now going forward, I think there will be a lot of innovation and probably you will get the right product. So even today, you know, some people would not. So when you're talking about penetration, basically, you know, a lot of people may not want the policies which are there in the market. So probably that would be one of the reasons why the penetration is not increasing. But now, since, you know, the baggage is moved out, insurers will have a leeway of filing new kind of product, coming out with innovative product, coming out with product which are suitable to the customer, to the market. So I think this is a very, very positive move. And it will go a long way in increasing the penetration going forward.
All right, Mr. Bohra, anything else that you would like to add with regard to policyholder protection regulations or product regulations or anything else that IRDAI has come out with?
So I feel the policyholder protection needs to be more robust, which should give the customer more bite in the whole game where he feels privileged that, you know, somebody is looking after him. As far as, you know, the denotification of tariff is concerned, I think it's a very, very welcome move. And this will help the market to grow further. So these are my closing words on both the things.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mr. Bohra. Thanks for being on our show. It was great to have you on Simply Safe.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And with that, it's a wrap on this edition of Simply Safe. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.